From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Saudi-led coalition airstrike hit a hospital in Yemen's northern Hajjah province Monday, killing at least six people. Authorities say at least 20 people were wounded. The hospital is run by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders. Edward Uranian reports.
Amateur video shown by pro-Houthi Yemeni media showed part of the rudimentary two-story Abs hospital complex on fire and a number of bodies lying in the courtyard of the facility. Hilal Sufi, deputy governor of Hejri province, said it was the only working hospital in the area and that it served four or five other adjacent regions. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Zambian President Edgar Lungu has been reelected in a closely contested vote. The Electoral Commission said Mr. Lungu of the ruling Patriotic Front won more than 50% of the vote. Day 10 of the Olympic Summer Games in Rio is underway with 17 gold medals at stake. Monday's competition includes men's gymnastics medals being awarded for rings and vault. On the track, athletes will run for gold in the women's 400 meters and the 3,000-meter steeplechase, as well as the men's 800 meters. Three Hong Kong student activists received sentences Monday for their roles in leading the pro-democracy Umbrella Revolution street demonstrations in 2014. Joshua Wong and Nathan Law were convicted last month for taking part in an unlawful assembly. They were sentenced to several hours of community service. Alex Chow, who was found guilty of inciting others to join an unlawful assembly, received a three-week prison sentence. That sentence will be suspended for a year because Chow will be studying in Great Britain. This is VOA News. Kurdish rebels detonated a car bomb outside a police station in southeastern Turkey, killing at least three people. An official says the attack targeted a police control post on a major highway leading southeast from Diyarbakir. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump Monday outlined a plan calling for what he called foreign policy realism. Trump's plan focuses on destroying the Islamic State group and other extremist organizations rather than reshaping nations to an American ideal. Speaking in Ohio, Trump said he would call an international conference of world leaders to devise a new plan to crush and destroy Islamic terrorism. Trump said the U.S. should stop issuing visas to people seeking to enter the country if they cannot be adequately screened ahead of time. A report in Sunday's New York Times disclosed the existence of secret ledgers in Ukraine that showed $12.7 million in cash was designated for Donald Trump's campaign manager, Paul Manafort. Manafort worked for years as a consultant for President Viktor Yanukovych before the pro-Kremlin leader was ousted in 2014 amid accusations of corruption and economic mismanagement. Manafort denies receiving cash payments for his work in Ukraine, calling the suggestion unfounded and silly. There was more racial unrest Sunday night in the Midwestern U.S. city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It was the second night of violence, which erupted when a black police officer shot and killed an armed black suspect. Riot police were called out Sunday to confront a group of people who threw rocks at officers. A teenager was shot in the melee. Four law enforcement personnel were wounded. Officials say 14 people were arrested. There was no repeat of the widespread destruction of property that occurred Saturday when at least six businesses were set on fire. An East Africa regional organization says the Somali-based militant group Al-Shabaab is planning attacks in countries throughout the region. In a 53-page report, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD, says the militant group has expanded and formed special military wings dedicated to carrying out attacks. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe sent a ritual offering to a controversial shrine honoring the country's fallen soldiers from World War II. He avoided making a personal visit to the Yakusuni Shrine and sent the offering as leader of the ruling party, not as prime minister. Mr. Abe took the action as Japan marked the 71st anniversary of its defeat at the hand of Allied forces. The Yakusuni Shrine honors several military and political figures convicted of war crimes, and Japanese veneration of the site displeases China and South Korea, who were the victims of Japanese aggression during World War II. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.